so you can have more.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So the kids' back-to-school lists were extra long.
Extra long sounds extra expensive.
Staples had everything at amazing prices.
Suspiciously amazing, if you ask me.
Some items were just 25 cents. Plus, as an Easy Rewards member, I got 30% back in points on my kids' school supplies.
Jumpin' jellyfish! Your back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button. Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In 719, exclusions apply. Single use per week up to $60 in points. See app for details.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The entertainment you want. The information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 119 have died in the floods, and the search continues for more than 170 others missing. A local government official tells ABC News Kerrville Area River Authority had approved a contract last month for a flood warning system to help with emergency response along the Guadalupe River.
They planned a, quote, kickoff meeting for mid-July, we're told, and approved $73,000 for a company to develop a flood warning system in Kerr County. It was not for sirens or a system to warn the public directly, but a dashboard to allow emergency managers to view real-time stream flow and rainfall data. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Mexico, at least three people died last night after a storm triggered historic flooding in a village that was scarred by last year's wildfires. President Trump posted new tariff letters on social media warning a half dozen countries, including Algeria, Iraq, and the Philippines. Tariff rates will go up on August 1st if they don't finalize a deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News. On Capitol Hill, the former White House physician for President Joe Biden appeared for a GOP House deposition today into Biden's health. The doctor did not respond to multiple questions.
His attorney says the former president's physician cited two bases for refusing to answer lawmakers' questions: doctor-patient confidentiality and the Fifth Amendment's protection against self-incrimination. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer.
What Dr. O'Connor did today only added fuel to the fire that there was a cover-up.
But the panel's vice-ranking member, Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett, said Kevin O'Connor should never have been expected to violate his patient's privacy.
There at least was one person in the room that understands what an oath is, and that was the doctor.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
New data from the CDC shows one in three teenagers now has prediabetes. With prediabetes, blood sugar levels are high, but not high enough to be considered type 2, which is linked to heart disease and other conditions. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro refrigerant at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. If your vehicle's AC is blowing hot air, beat the heat with AC Pro. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-60s.
For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. A Wisconsin businessman says he's running for governor.
I'm Bill Berrien, and I'm running for governor.
56-year-old Bill Berrien announcing his candidacy in a video. Berrien is a former Navy SEAL and joins 43-year-old Washington County Executive Josh Shulman as the only announced Republican candidate so far. Governor Tony Evers yet to announce if he'll seek a third term. Businesses in the Dells report not having an issue getting overseas employees despite a crackdown on immigration by the Trump administration. Businesses report getting more than enough workers via J-1 visas, which allow people to work for a limited time in the U.S. Door County Candle Companies created a special vanilla-scented candle, and 100% of profits will go toward Texas flood relief efforts. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Ready for an unforgettable summer experience? Join us for 1 week endless possibilities as EAA AirVenture Oshkosh returns July 21st through the 27th. Explore thousands of aircraft, experience world-class daily air shows, two night air shows with fireworks that light up the sky, and celebrate the spirit of aviation with people from around the world. Get your tickets now at eaa.org/tickets and join us for the world's greatest aviation celebration.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized, theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. The city of Mondovi is working toward having the police department fully staffed. At last night's council meeting, the city administrator announced the department will be holding interviews next week with five applicants for the open positions. It was also announced that Lori Larson would be selected to take over the Ward 1 council seat. Larson still needs to be approved by the council, however, at the next meeting. A Menominee firefighter and his K-9 are among the first responders being dispatched from Wisconsin to help aid in Texas search and recovery efforts. More than 100 people have died and at least 160 are missing after weekend flooding in the central part of the Lone Star State. Lieutenant Andrew Kish and his K-9 named Reaper left for Texas early yesterday as part of a Wisconsin task force to assist Texas. Charges have been filed against an Eau Claire teenager accused of trying to acquire machine gun conversion devices. Authorities say they recently intercepted a package containing implements that can give a regular handgun the ability to fire as a machine gun. Investigators followed the address on the package to 17-year-old Jaden Kamdas, who they say later demonstrated that he knew about the website from which the devices had been purchased. Kamdas was arrested and bond was set at $5,000. Seven people had to be rescued after going through a dam in western Wisconsin. WXOW reports six children and one adult were rescued on Monday after their boat was sucked through the gates of the Genoa Lock and Dam on the Mississippi River in Vernon County. Genoa Fire Chief Mike Hansen said this was a miracle, as most people don't survive that. And fire officials are reminding everyone to wear their safety equipment and keep away from dams and other structures in the water. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair opens today in Chippewa Falls. Livestock, agriculture, and craft exhibitions will take place during the run of the event, along with live music, carnival rides, and, of course, a lot of different food options. Country music artist Montgomery Gentry is tonight's musical headline. The fair runs through Sunday. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion of an appraisal on the parking lot located at West Madison and 2nd Avenue West, and reports from the mayor and department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 6 p.m. at Durand City Hall. A new study classifies 15 Wisconsin counties, including Dunn County, as, quote, legal deserts, unquote, with insufficient attorneys to represent private clients. David Peters, a rural sociologist at Iowa State University, led the research team, which found 11% of rural counties in the 48 contiguous states are considered legal deserts.
I heard in a number of communities, for example, that not having enough criminal defense attorneys or not having enough public defenders put a lot of rural people at risk for longer sentences and even wrongful convictions. We also heard that not having enough family law attorneys in these small towns really complicated divorce proceedings or child custody or support.
Peter says because obtaining a law degree comes with a lot of student debt, many attorneys go into private practice in larger cities where the money is. That can put rural residents charged with crimes at risk for longer sentences. Pierce, Buffalo, and 15 more Wisconsin counties were classified as emerging legal deserts. Pepin County, however, was found to be above average for legal representation. Flyers traveling out of the Chippewa Valley Regional or La Crosse Regional airports and airports around the state and nation can now go through security without having to take off their shoes. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced yesterday that the security protocol at the nation's airports for the last 20 years has been ended. Noem says there will be individuals at times that will be asked to remove their footwear if agents think there is a need for an additional layer of screening, but that otherwise the technology that's in place now gives TSA the ability to allow travelers to keep their shoes on. Residents of Fountain City are being asked to stay off the sand at Fountain City Park. According to city officials, the sand was accidentally sprayed with weed killer. It's been recommended that kids, adults, and pets stay off the sand until that weed killer dissipates. The city will post further updates when the sand is again safe. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new MVP Platinum battery from Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motorcraft batteries. Your Partners Network Car Care Center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
A Wisconsin candle company is raising funds for those affected by the floods in Texas. Door County Candle Company has created a special vanilla-scented candle
and 100% of the profits will go toward flood relief efforts. The 16-ounce handcraft candle sells for just under $30, and the company's website said it would burn for 75 hours. It's not the first cause that the Sturgeon Bay Company has contributed to. Having raised money for Ukraine aid, victims of California and Hawaiian wildfires, Hurricanes Ian and Helene, and the earthquake in Syria and Turkey. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Attention taxpayers, if you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has greenlighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Pro USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-480-9555. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Pro USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-480-9555. 800-480-9555. That's 800-480-9555.
Cookout Clash returns to Bowman Gray. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At the Glen, the thrill isn't just on the track. It's in the heart of every fan. This August, a full throttle festival comes to upstate New York. Camp under the stars, then witness the brightest stars of NASCAR battle for a crucial playoff spot. This is racing. This is the best weekend of your summer. This is the Glen. NASCAR weekend at Watkins Glen, August 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at theglen.com.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
White flag is in the air. One lap left for Chase Elliott here to win it at Bowman Gray.
Final time down the back straightaway, looking to close out a dominant evening here at the Madhouse. It's Chase Elliott off four.
Chase Elliott comes off the corner. Checkered flag is in the air, and Chase Elliott wins the Cookout Clash at Bowman Gray Stadium.
Chase Elliott will have the opportunity to reprise his victory as NASCAR announced today that the Cookout Clash will again kick off the NASCAR Cup Series season at historic Bowman Gray Stadium in 2026. The event, set for February 1st, will mark the second consecutive year for the non-points contest on the Winston-Salem, North Carolina Quarter Mile. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Give me those sauces.
Grab the chicken strips.
Let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it.
Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh. And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce. If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
can the Brewers' bats break out the brooms? Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. A good midweek crowd here at American Family Field today as the Brewers wrap up their series against the Dodgers. Jose Quintana took a no-hitter into the fifth, but then loaded the bases. First blood being drawn by L.A., but not without controversy. Shohei Ohtani being walked with the bases loaded on a pitch that looked like it could have been a strike. Milwaukee got it back in the bottom of the inning when Jake Bauer stole third and then scored on a Will Smith throwing error. L.A., though, then retook the lead in the seventh on a Mookie Betts sacrifice fly to deep left. Heading into the eighth inning, the Dodgers lead the Brewers 2-1. Milwaukee takes tomorrow off before the Washington Nationals come to town for a visit. Then it's baseball's All-Star break. Speaking of which, the upcoming baseball All-Star game will feature the same ABS system used in spring training. Batters and catchers are the only ones who can challenge a ball or strike call, and it has to be immediate. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has said he hopes the ABS system will be in place full-time by next year. At American Family Field, Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Recognizing schools with success across all sports with the winners of the WSN Cup. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world. More high school sports news after this.
What makes a trip to the water park capital of the world an experience all your own? You can do it your way with your family. Pick your rides, your slides. You're about to have the time of your life. Water parks? We're on your wavelength. Boat tours? Your ship has come in. Dining? Eat your heart out and then get your just desserts. Hop in a go-kart. Your chariot awaits. Find a wave pool and have your day in the sun. Wisconsin Dells. Do it your way. Plan your trip today at wisdells.com.
The WSN Cup is in its 16th year recognizing schools that achieve outstanding success across all WIAA-sponsored sports. Points are awarded to the postseason success for each school, and the winners of this year's WSN Cup have now been announced. To the surprise of no one, Arrowhead won its fourth consecutive large school title, as they've now won the large school grouping 15 of the 17 years we've sponsored the recognition. While the Warhawks claimed just one team title in girls track and field, they got strong performances across the board, including many state tournament appearances. Middleton was second among the large schools for a fourth consecutive year. Edgewood wins the medium schools division for those between 500 and 1,000 enrollment, marking the Crusaders' 10th title overall. The school got state titles this year in girls golf and boys hockey, plus several other top five finishes. Catholic Memorial was second, followed by Notre Dame, Rice Lake, and McFarland. Aquinas wins its ninth small schools division title, though first since the 2016-17 school year. The Blue Golds got three runner-up finishes, plus two other Final Four appearances in the fall sports, then a boys basketball state title in the winter. The school has an incredible 90% participation rate in athletics. University School was second among small schools. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. On Monday, June 23rd, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced that the Trump administration would attempt to rescind the 2001 federal roadless rule. I'll tell you more about the roadless rule and the conservation groups that have objected to the recent announcement when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. Welcome back. The Trump administration last week announced plans to rescind a nearly quarter-century-old rule that halted new road construction within the country's national forests. The roadless rule, adopted in the last days of Bill Clinton's presidency in 2001, affects about 30% of national forest lands, or about 59 million acres. Attendees at the annual meeting of the Western Governors Association, where Secretary Rollins made the announcement, were mostly supportive of rescinding the roadless rule.
On social media, Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, a Trump ally, said the announcement would fulfill a campaign promise from Trump to open up resources for responsible development. Conservation groups, however, were critical of the announcement. Chris Wood, president and CEO of Trout Unlimited, called the roadless rule a significant and popular conservation achievement. Backcountry hunters and anglers said the proposal threatens intact landscapes that hunters, anglers, and wildlife can't afford to lose. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code SUMMER and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code SUMMER to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code SUMMER. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code SUMMER. That's promo code SUMMER for a limited time 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
Well, more letters have been sent. Some agreements have been made when it comes to tariffs and trade with the U.S. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joins us once again with StoneX. And Arlen, as we take a look at these letters, we saw some more information come to us during the midday. Has the market reacted in the level you thought it should, knowing that we've got some more agreements underway?
Yeah, and let's put some perspective on it. Remember back in April 2nd to be specific, when these reciprocal tariffs were initially announced and the markets collapsed, the equity markets, the commodity markets, we were going to, it's a worst case scenario type of a thing. We were going to send the world into a trade war that was going to bring economic growth to a halt and have rapidly rising inflation at 6-7%, and we were going to have demand for commodities plummet. That was kind of the expectation. But now, as reciprocal tariffs are put back on for most countries, we're basically at record territory or just below record territory with the stock market, and the commodities are kind of yawning. Now, commodities are certainly trading lower, but it's based on what we're seeing in the way of yield potential and supply growth and lack of demand to absorb that supply more than it is tariff fears at this point. Are there some concerns regarding tariffs? Absolutely. You know, if we put a 25% tariff back on Japan and South Korea, they buy a lot of ag commodities from us. Will they retaliate with similar tariffs on what we send them? I don't think so, because that would create food inflation for them, but they may. We don't know. And so that's a concern. But right now, the market is just kind of yawning and not and showing indifference toward the tariff situation we're currently in.
So talking about crops and where we're at, looking at South America, I'd read that there was some concerns that their bins are already to the full point and the safrina harvest hasn't even happened yet. When you look at that and the bin space discussion and purchases from China, what's your overall takeaway of everything?
Yeah, safrina harvest is about a quarter done now, so we're getting started. But their bins quickly fill up. And they had a big soybean crop, and now they're harvesting a big corn crop. And that means that bushels get pushed onto the market, and we anticipate seeing quite a bit more of that in the weeks to come. It's a delayed harvest this year because the crop was planted late And it's been harvested late because of some weather issues. But the weather is now cleared up, and we're looking for rapid harvest progress from this point forward with a lot of bushels to hit the export market. And in fact, when you look at Brazil, it typically is focused on exporting its corn from about July on through the end of the year because it's basically finished up with most of its soybean exports. But China is still buying a lot of soybeans from them, and they still have a lot of soybeans to sell because of the big crop they harvested. So that's going to create some choke points and may hinder corn exports here over the next few months until those soybean shipments slow down somewhat, still giving us a little bit more of a window to complete our marketing year with strong exports. So I do look for USDA to raise its export target for old crop corn once again. But that could create some real challenges for our new crop corn exports. I think USDA is too high on its target for the new crop.
Do you think China will come back to the United States in some shape or form?
That's the key. Yeah, that's the key question. And July is a critical month to determine that because July is when China typically really ramps up its purchases of U.S. soybeans for delivery after harvest or in the fourth quarter of this year. And so far they have essentially zero on the books attributed to them. So we know based on what we know, China's surplus soybean stocks are about twice what they bought from us this last year. So that potential is there that they could just shut everything off if they wanted to.
What are you seeing as other factors weighing in besides the fact that we've got a USDA report coming out on Friday? Do we see any surprises from that information?
Well, there's always potential for the surprises, and that's why we saw the heavy selling pressure in corn and wheat give a little bit of a pause today. And I imagine we'll kind of do a little consolidation ahead of that report. But basically, the big question that I get is, will USDA raise its corn and soybean yields based on the fact that the crop condition rating suggests we could have well above trend yields this year, especially for corn? And I look back at the data going back to 1993, and I found that USDA raised its corn yield estimate in the July crop report three times between 1993 and 2003, but it hasn't done so since then. And it has never raised its soybean yield estimate in the July report since, you know, going back to 1993. It simply doesn't like to change its yield estimate until we get to August. It believes it to be too early. It has cut yields some when we had really adverse weather. 2012 is a great example of that. But it doesn't like to raise them at all in the July report.
Had a great conversation with a cattle producer today, and he said, you know, Susan, corn is the feeder's friend right now. Do you agree with that? And is this something that's going to continue for these feeders?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one reason demand for feeders is high right now at a time of short supply, and we're setting new contract highs. But it's also a reason why we're putting on big carcass weights, why we're feeding these animals longer, not just the cattle, but the hogs as well. We've got Americans want their protein. They're shifting from starch-based diets toward protein-based diets. And even as prices for meat have risen, they continue to buy. In fact, consumption is rising, and despite the high prices. And so we're having to feed the heavier carcass weights, having to import record levels, et cetera, just to supply that consumer demand, even at a time when consumer sentiment has been very poor over the last few months. And I anticipate if we continue to see the stock market perform, that we could see consumer confidence start to rise once again, which may accelerate that demand some more.
Thanks so much. Arlen Suderman joining us today. Quick reminder, commodity futures and options involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that is the market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are also scheduled dairy tours and field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.com.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 359, August 362, new crop 356, cash beans 924, August 929, new crop 917. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 383 and a quarter, August 381 and a quarter, September 379 and a quarter, new crop 365 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 384, August 384, new crop 368. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 364, new crop at 365. Cash beans 934, new crop 937. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 361, new crop 365. Cash beans 921, new crop 922. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 380, September 374, new crop at 376. Meanwhile, a cash beans at 969, August 969, September 945, new crop 945. Meyer Brothers Green Elk Mound, a cash and August corn 360, new crop at 362, cash beans 940, new crop 941. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 218 to 242, Holstein fed cattle 192 to 216, market cows 109 to 158, bulls 165 to 204, calves 180 to 550, beef steers 220 to 430, sheep markets light lambs 210 and down, market lambs 225 and down, ewes 95 and down, goat markets does 240 and down, and bucks at 180 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 125 to 230, fed lambs 220 to 227.50. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear farm tires and the innovators of low sidewall technology. Following last week's passage of President Trump's omnibus tax and spending package, biofuels groups cheered the inclusion of several key proposals that they say will support the industry in coming years. I'll have more when we return.
Don't let your farm tires limit performance in the field. Ditch the duels. Super Single Goodyear Farm Tires featuring Titan LSW technology help growers unlock greater performance. Featuring a larger rim and smaller sidewall, LSW technology minimizes soil compaction and creates a smoother ride in and out of the field. Discover what farmers across the country already know. LSW tire technology promotes greater efficiency on your farm, offering performance gains that practically pay for themselves. Still not convinced? Our nationwide network of ag specialists have your back, providing air pressure recommendations and farm-specific advice to maximize performance and get the most out of your tire investment. Titan has you covered with a full lineup of tires to fit every application on your farm. Be sure to visit the Titan website and use our chat feature to talk with a tire expert. Visit titan-intl.com today.
On the 4th of July, President Trump passed into law the most expensive piece of legislation in United States history by signing the so-called Big Beautiful Bill. Now, this law has huge implications for many industries, including agriculture. Among the provisions getting the most attention is the Clean Fuel Production Credit, known as 45Z, which has been extended through the end of 2029 after years of false starts.
Poet, America's largest biofuel producer, celebrated the news. Joshua Shields, Poet's senior vice president of corporate affairs, called the extension of the 45Z tax credit critical, saying it positions biofuels to, quote, transform U.S. agriculture, provide new markets for farmers, and further biofuel energy dominance. Shields also praised President Trump and key congressional supporters for helping bring stability and growth to the biofuel sector. Clean Fuels Alliance America also welcomed the news. Kurt Kovarik, Clean Fuels Vice President for Federal Affairs, specifically highlighted the inclusion of improved rules around transferability. Kovarik specifically thanked Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley for ensuring the legislation included robust protections for smaller-scale biodiesel facilities. At the American Coalition for Ethanol, CEO Brian Jennings applauded lawmakers for extending that 45Z credit, though he did note some missed opportunities. Jennings would have preferred extending the credit further, out to 2031, and explicitly allowing low-carbon farming practices to be monetized through USDA guidelines. Still, though, Ace emphasized the victory of removing indirect land use penalties from the emissions calculations, which levels the playing field for domestic farmers. Ace said it will continue working closely with USDA to ensure farm-level carbon benefits can be captured through the credit. The final version of the bill also limits biofuel eligibility to feedstocks produced in the United States, Mexico, or Canada, which should provide a further boost to North American agriculture. I'll have more when we return.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
In addition to extending those 45Z tax credits, the omnibus legislation also extended the small agribiodiesel producer credit through 2026 and increased its value to 20 cents per gallon. The bill also directs the Treasury Department to remove indirect land use penalties on biofuels, which should improve market access and profitability for producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International, the innovators of low sidewall technology. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever worried about what would happen if you or a loved one needed help but couldn't reach a phone? Help is just a push button away with 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom's medical alert systems. Installed by professionals, you're guaranteed to stay connected 24/7. New technologies follow seniors' activity and don't even require you to be wearing a device. You can be confident your family is safe with fast response times and a variety of sensors. Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Visit wwt.net/medical or call 231-2000.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Some storms still possible Saturday, dry and pleasant Sunday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 80.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Yeah, yeah. Dancing in the dark, middle of the night, taking your heart and holding it tight. Emotional touch, touching my skin, and asking you to do what you've been doing all over again. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. I just gotta let you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love, it just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love. Better than I was, more than I am. And all of this happened by taking your hand. And who I am now is who I wanted to be. And now that we're together, I'm stronger than ever. I'm happy and free. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Don't think I can keep it all in. And if you ask me why I've changed, all I gotta do is say your sweet name. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your you know what it is that won't let me go. It's your love. It just does something to me. It sends a shock right through me. I can't get enough. And if you wonder about the spell I'm under, oh, it's your love.
Singing on a country track. I might be the guy with an ice cold can, stirring up dust on some old farmland. When I walk into the party with you, girl, you change all that. And I'm just the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I see. But I don't mind being the guy with the girl, no. It's funny watching them do the way they do. They come walking up to me, but they only want to talk to you. And I don't blame them that they're hitting the tide. Keep staring at your heartbreak eyes. It's like their heart starts stopping when you come walking into the room. And I turn into the guy with the girl everybody wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I've seen, but I don't mind being the guy with the girl. The guy that don't know how he got her, but he ain't never gonna let her, never gonna let her go.
wants to know, wishing you were there alone, wondering how I ever got your little hand in mine, looking over at you like, ain't she beautiful? I'm invisible, but I'll stand right there and smile. You're right beside me. Oh, and I see the same thing I've seen, but I don't mind being the guy with the girl.
Durand Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Up an alibi, but every light in the house is on, everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Hell that I raised, but no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption, just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation, no let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Some time you still look like an angel. I heard you're doing fine. Got promoted back in April, and you met someone. Your dad says he's okay. Show up late for work. since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I met somebody too. She's a model out in L.A. and she's begging me to move. She says Malibu is really great. I ain't decided if I'm going or not, but at the end of the day, hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late. Say I miss you, but you know I never lie. Yeah, I've never been better. Things are going my way. Hey, I sleep like a baby. I never show up late for work, but I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you. Oh, but you know I never lie.
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Whoa, come on over, come on in, pull up a seat and take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind and take a load off your mind. Make a wish, make a move, make up your mind. You can choose when you're up, when you're down. When you need a laugh, come around. Come on over, come on in. Pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in. You can unwind and take a load off your mind. Oh, 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 oh. Be a winner, be a star. Be happy to be who you are. Gotta be yourself. Gotta make a plan. Gotta go for it while you can. Yeah, come on over, come on in. Pull up your seat and take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in. You can unwind and take a load off your mind. Uh-oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Get away somewhere, take a trip, take a break, take control, take advice from someone you know. Come on over, come on in, pull up a seat, take a load off your feet. Come on over, come on in, you can unwind.
beans in it, plant your roots in it, dusty headlight dance with your boots in it. You write her name on it, spin your tires on it, build your cornfield whiskey bonfires on it. You bet your life on it. Taking a shovel to it, you stuck some crosses and some painted gold posts through it. You know you came from it, and someday you'll return to this hell shape.